Early in the Cold War, the United States needed aircraft that could fly over the Soviet Union and other potential adversary nations to take photos of military activities. This mission is known as reconnaissance. One reconnaissance concept was a modified F-84 called the RF-84K to be carried forward to a target as a parasite aircraft on a modified B-36. It would be let go to perform its mission of gathering images and return to the bomber to be carried back to a base. After several near disasters, the development of a more capable aircraft and aerial refueling, the idea was scrapped. In the meantime, other aircraft, such as the secretive U-2, were being developed. This unique aircraft, used by the U.S. Air Force, NASA, and the CIA, could fly up to 70,000 feet, or about 13 miles high. The hope was it would fly so high above the USSR that other aircraft and missiles could not reach it to shoot it down. High altitude was essential because the aircraft was not capable of high speeds and did not carry any offensive weapons to defend itself. The U-2 is suspended overhead just in front of the entrance to the Missile and Space Gallery.